State waters of the Kuskokwim River could open 24/7 to gillnets beginning Tuesday, June 26th. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game made the recommendation to the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group in response to reports of low fishing harvest in the upper river due to high water. This week, the Kuskokwim River rose to its highest level in 10 years, reaching nearly 9 feet near the community of Crooked Creek. High water makes fishing more difficult by creating more room for fish to dodge nets, more debris to snag those nets, and a stronger current. Aaron Tiernan manages the river's state waters for fish and game, and he intends to open the river to 6-inch or less mesh gillnets to help subsistence users meet their harvest needs.
That's my initial plan right now, but again, I want to look at, you know, I want to wait and see how these numbers progress.
That is, if the number of king salmon passing Bethel drops, or if the ratio of red and chum salmon to kings narrows, then the opening might be postponed. In the meantime, the state waters in Section 4 from Aniak upstream to the Halitna River mouth remain open to king salmon permit fishing. And Section 5 from the Halitna River mouth to the headwaters has already opened 24/7 to gillnets. Tiernan does not expect that harvest from the state waters will be enough to significantly impact king salmon escapement.
The last few years, the total harvest has been 2,000 fish and under. There have been heavy restrictions as well in those years.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service estimates 12,000 king salmon have been harvested from the Kuskokwim River so far this season. Tiernan announced his plan at Wednesday's Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group meeting, and the members unanimously voted to support his decision. Working group members also recommended that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service apply the same regulations in federal waters, from Aniak downstream to the bluffs below Lower Kalskag. Refuge manager Ken Stallnecker said he will consider the recommendation on Friday when he meets with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. This week, Stallnecker, in consultation with the Fish Commission, already decided to extend fishing openings in the Kalskag area by 12 hours. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.